All right, so you sent us some info on island carpet and upholstery cleaning over in Victoria, BC. Like at first glance, kind of seems like your typical local business, you know? But then you look at their website and then you see these Google reviews, and it's definitely more interesting than you'd think.
Yeah, you're right. Like sometimes those initial impressions, you got to dig a little deeper and then you find some really interesting stuff.
Exactly. So let's dive in. First up, we've got the owner, Ron Gould. And he's been at it since 2000. That's over 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's not something you see in every business.
Right.
Especially I think in the service industry.
Right. It makes you wonder, what's the secret sauce? How do you stay in business that long?
You know, it's interesting because you usually see that kind of longevity in businesses that have like a very specific niche, you
Right.
know, or they cater to very specific needs. But carpet cleaning, that seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. When we look at their website, they've got the usual services listed: carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning. But this 24/7 emergency response. Now, that's not something you see every day.
No. Yeah, it makes you wonder what kind of emergencies are they dealing with? Is it just like spills or something? Is there something more to it?
Well, actually, they mentioned flood water removal on the website and fire damage restoration.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds like they're dealing with like some pretty serious situations.
Yeah, that definitely goes beyond, you know, your average cleaning service.
Yeah.
That suggests, you know,
Yeah.
a certain level of expertise and a willingness to like go the extra mile, you know, be there for people when they really need it.
For sure. And speaking of going the extra mile, let's take a look at this whole range of services they offer. I mean, carpet restretching, is that even a thing?
It is, yeah.
Somehow.
Actually, it's a pretty important service.
Yeah.
You know, over time, carpets can stretch and wrinkle, especially in high traffic areas. And restretching it not only just improves the appearance, it can actually extend the lifespan of your carpet.
Oh, so there's a practical element to it too.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. But then they also offer upholstery cleaning. Okay, fine. I get that. But then a
You clean
working.
mattress, huh? You know, that's actually pretty smart when you think about it. We spend like a third of our lives on mattresses. And we rarely think about cleaning them.
That's true. You
Yeah.
don't really see that offered everywhere. And then get this, they do burn repairs on furniture.
Really?
Who would have thought?
That's interesting. It suggests that they have, you know, kind of a broader skill set
Yeah.
than just cleaning. They're
Yeah.
almost like furniture restorers in a way.
Yeah.
So that could be a key part of their appeal, you know, offering kind of a more comprehensive solution.
Yeah, for sure. And then let's not forget, those 24/7 emergency services. I mean, imagine this. You've got a flooded basement. It's like 2 in the morning. Who are you going to call?
Yeah, that level of responsiveness, I think, can make all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, it speaks to a commitment that goes beyond just making a profit. It's about being a reliable resource for the community.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got a pretty good sense of what they do.
Yeah.
But let's get into like the nitty-gritty here. Those Google reviews. We all know reviews can be hit or miss, but there's something about the consistency of these reviews that really stands out.
Yeah, it's not just about like finding glowing praise. It's about looking for patterns,
Yeah.
you know, recurring themes. What are people consistently saying about island carpet and upholstery cleaning?
Well, for one, people rave about their punctuality. Like time and time again, you see reviews mentioning how Ron shows up exactly when he says he will.
That's a big deal, especially in a service industry where you're inviting people into your home.
Right.
Punctuality signals respect for the client's time, and it sets a professional tone right from the get-go.
Totally. And then there's the quality of the work. So many reviews talk about how amazing the results are. Like people are blown away by how clean their carpets and furniture look.
Yeah, that speaks to, you know, exceeding expectations. It's one thing to clean a carpet, it's another thing to make it look like new again. It's about delivering a result that goes beyond what the customer thought was possible.
For sure. And it's not just about the cleaning itself. People really seem to appreciate Ron's personal approach. They mention his friendly demeanor, his willingness to explain things clearly, and how he always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, that personal touch is crucial, especially in today's world. You know,
Right.
where everything is so automated and impersonal.
Right.
It seems like Ron is really building relationships with his clients. It's not just a transaction, it's a personal connection.
Exactly. And you know what else comes up a lot? People are impressed by Ron's pricing. They consistently say it's fair and reasonable.
Yeah, that's a major factor. Value for money is so important,
Yeah.
especially in this economy.
Right.
It seems like Ron has managed to strike that perfect balance, high quality service at a price that people feel good about.
So we've talked about the services, the reviews, the pricing. What's the takeaway here?
Yeah.
What makes Island Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning stand out from the crowd?
I think it's the combination of factors. You've got the expertise, the responsiveness, the personal touch, and the fair pricing. But there's also something more, something intangible.
What do you mean?
It's the sense of trust and reliability that kind of permeates everything they do. It's that feeling that you're not just hiring a service, you're partnering with someone who genuinely cares about your needs and is dedicated to exceeding your expectations.
Okay, I see what you mean. It's like they've built a reputation that goes beyond just cleaning carpets.
Exactly. It's about building a brand that stands for quality integrity and a genuine commitment to customer satisfaction, something that many businesses strive for, but few actually achieve.
So we've uncovered a lot about Island Carpet Upholstery Cleaning, just from their website and some online reviews. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder what other hidden gems are out there, right?
It does. This has been a really enlightening deep dive. It reminds us that there's often more to a business than meets the eye.
Totally.
Mm.
Now, you might be thinking, what does this all mean for me? Well, stick around, because in part two, we're going to dive deeper into those Google reviews and see what we can learn about the customer experience and what it reveals about Ron's approach to business.
We'll also explore what this all means for you as a consumer and how you can apply these insights to your own life.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You know, I'm really intrigued by, like, the level of detail in some of these Google reviews. It's not just a simple, you know, 5 stars, great job. People are sharing specific experiences, almost like little stories.
Yeah, it's like they feel compelled to share.
Yeah.
Not just what Ron did,
yeah,
but like how it made them feel.
Right.
Take this one from Wayne. Back in December 2023, he said, "Amazing, never thought my carpet would come clean. Highly recommend. Best in the business."
Wow, clearly he was pleasantly surprised by the results.
Yeah, it seems like he went in with pretty low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Probably thinking, you know, years of grime were there to stay.
Right.
And then Ron delivers this, like, unexpected transformation.
And it creates that, like, genuine sense of delight, you know?
Totally. And it's not just about, like, exceeding expectations in terms of the cleaning. Remember Susan's review?
Yeah.
She mentioned how Ron went above and beyond what they had asked for.
You know that. That yeah. speaks volumes. It suggests that. Ron's approaching his business as like a mindset of genuine service. He's not just there to like complete a transaction and move on. It's
yeah.
about like solving problems and making people happy.
It's interesting how these reviews give us this glimpse into the customer experience. Like John Santos in his review from January 2023, he talked about Ron cleaning his white carpets, getting out all the stains from his cat. He even mentions a staircase looking phenomenal.
Yeah, I think those specific details are incredibly powerful.
Okay.
It allows potential customers to like visualize the results and connect with the experience.
On a more personal level.
For sure. And it's not always about these like dramatic transformations. You know, there's this one from Gary back in March. He just says, "Prompt, professional, and reasonably priced. Not easily found in this day and age." Right. It's almost a backhanded compliment to the industry in general.
Yeah.
As if to say, you know, these basic qualities are becoming rare.
No.
Which is unfortunate, but perhaps true.
So, okay, we've established Ron runs great business, but what does this tell us about like local businesses in general? Is there a bigger picture here?
Absolutely. I think Ron's story reminds us that every business is made up of individuals
yeah.
with their own stories and passions in yeah. a world that's, you know, increasingly dominated by big corporations and online services. Mm. It's refreshing to see a local business thrive based on personal connection and a commitment to quality.
So it's about the human element. The
yeah.
fact that behind every transaction, there's a real person who cares about the outcome.
I think that's a big part of it. And it's something that resonates with consumers,
yeah.
especially I think at a local level.
Right.
People want to feel like they're being heard and understood. They want to know that the person they're doing business with has their best interests at heart.
This makes me think about all the other local businesses out there, the bakers, the mechanics, the hairdressers, they all have their own stories, their own unique approaches.
And often, those stories are hidden in plain sight. A simple conversation with the owner, a closer look at their website, a quick browse through their reviews can reveal a whole world of passion and expertise.
Mm.
Just like we've uncovered here with Island Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
It's like an invitation to be more curious. To engage with the businesses in our communities on a deeper level.
Right.
So how can we apply this to our own lives as consumers?
I think it starts with a shifting perspective. Okay. Instead of viewing transactions as purely transactional, we can approach them as opportunities to connect with people and support the businesses that make our communities thrive.
Yeah. Instead of just looking at price or convenience, we can take the time to understand the people behind the business, their values, and their approach.
Exactly. And in doing so, we might discover hidden gems that offer not just a service, but an experience that leaves us feeling valued and satisfied.
So we've uncovered the secrets of Island Carpet's success. We've explored the broader context of local businesses and even found valuable takeaways for our own lives. But before we wrap things up, we want to leave you with something to ponder.
Throughout this deep dive, we've talked about the importance of looking beyond the surface, understanding the why behind the what. So here's our final thought for you. Next time you need a service, any service, a plumber, a hairdresser, even a dog walker, ask yourself this. What's the real problem I'm trying to solve?
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the immediate issue, right? My drain is clogged. My hair's a mess.
But if you take a moment to think about it, there's often a deeper need at play.
Right.
Maybe that clogged drain is stressing you out because you're hosting a big family dinner. Or the messy hair is making you feel less confident before a job interview.
By identifying the real problem, you can start to look for solutions that address the root cause, not just the symptoms.
And that's where the who becomes just as important as the what. The right service provider isn't just someone who can fix a drain or cut your hair. It's someone who understands your needs, your concerns, your desired outcome.
Someone who can provide not just a service, but a solution. And maybe even a little peace of mind along the way.
Just like Ron Gold at Island Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, he's not just cleaning carpets, he's restoring comfort, peace of mind, even rescuing people from disaster.
And that, my friends, is the power of looking beyond the surface. It's about recognizing the human element in every interaction and seeking out those who go above and beyond to truly meet our needs.
Well, the next time you need a service, remember this deep dive. Remember, Ron, ask yourself that crucial question. What problem are you really trying to solve?
And then look for the people who can help you do just that. This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on our next episode. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. It's our final part of our look at Island Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. We've seen how Ron's been at it for over two decades, seen those amazing reviews, you know, praising his dedication to customers. But before we wrap this whole thing up, we want to leave you with something, something to think about, a question, to spark your curiosity.
Yeah.
Maybe even change how you think about it.
You know, the next time you need some kind of service.
Throughout this deep dive, we've been talking about, you know, the importance of going beyond just the surface, really understanding the why behind the what. So here's a final thought for you. Next time you need any service at all, could be plumber, hairdresser, even dog walker, ask yourself, what's the real problem I'm trying to solve here?
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in the immediate problem, right?
Like
the drain's clogged. My hair's a disaster.
Right. But if you take a second to think about it, often there's a much deeper need kind of underlying it all.
Yeah. Maybe that clogged drain is really stressing you out because you're about to host like a huge family dinner or the messy hair is making you feel a lot less confident before you head into a job interview.
Right. So if you can identify that real problem, then you can start looking for better solutions.
Yes.
Solutions that address the root cause, not just, you know, putting a Band-Aid on the symptoms.
Exactly. And then it's about the who. Just as much as the what.
Oh.
That perfect service provider isn't just someone who can, you know, fix that drain or give you a decent haircut. It's someone who gets it, understands what you need, hears your concerns, knows what outcome you're really hoping for.
Someone who's not just providing a service.
Yeah.
But a real solution.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe even a little peace of mind in the process.
Like we saw with Ron Gould over at Island Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. He's not just cleaning carpets. He's bringing back comfort, peace of mind, heck, even rescuing folks from disaster.
And that, my friends, that's the power of looking beyond the surface. It's about recognizing that human element in every interaction we have and trying to find those people, the ones who go that extra mile, to really, truly meet our needs.
So next time you need a service, remember this deep dive. Remember, Ron, ask that all-important question, what problem am I really trying to solve here?
And then go find those people, the ones who can help you do just that. This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.